The chair of a Senate inquiry examining working holiday visas says the Federal Employment Department knew of a jump in complaints from workers months before the revelations of abuse aired on the ABC last night. A Four Corners investigation has uncovered widespread abuses of the popular visa, including labour exploitation and slave-like conditions at farms and factories across Australia. West Australian Labor Senator Sue Lyons says the department revealed a 40% spike in complaints back in February, but no action was taken. She's speaking here with political reporter James Bennett, who began by asking her whether the evidence uncovered in last night's program will be examined in the forthcoming inquiry.
So people will be saying that there's slave labour in this country is a very strong statement and a very alarming statement to be making, and I would certainly want the inquiry that I'll be chairing through the Senate to be hearing evidence to that and to be making very strong evidence that we stamp that out immediately and do whatever's required to stop that.
The 417, or working holiday visa as it's more commonly known, has been one of the more popular, one of the more successful, arguably, in terms of welcoming tourists, providing an opportunity for work. Was this situation known already?
Certainly, at the last round of Senate estimates in February of this year, the Department of Employment indicated to me when I asked them questions that they were concerned about the increased number of complaints they've had from 417 working holiday visa makers. They indicated to the Senate that there were particular vulnerabilities related to people on 417 visas, and that they believed there were practices going on that required active scrutiny. Now, I guess what does concern me greatly is that it's February that the department said this, and now we have this Four Corners programs bringing absolute evidence to light.
Did they indicate it or what those vulnerabilities were?
No, they said they were serious. They said that they recognised that there were barriers, particularly for those workers who were seeking a second visa. They also indicated at that Senate estimate they'd seen a dramatic increase, to use their words, in the number of complaints that they'd had in 417 visas. So this is obviously a visa class which needs very active and immediate attention from the department.
Did you have any indication at that time, or have you been given any information on notice as to what those complaints related to?
I've seen some of the submissions that are coming in for the inquiry, and certainly those are alarming, to say the least. And really, the government's got to take notice and act. We don't want to have a massive catastrophe occur here before we act. The evidence is there, and in fact the evidence was there in February.
Senator Sue Lyons speaking there to James Bennett.